AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to episode number 13 of the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and I'm joined here by Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. I mean, we got some snow outside.
First snow of the year.
Got a lot of football to talk about, yep. so can't ask for much more.
Week 10 is in the books now. And honestly, it was a pretty crazy week of football, I might add. I mean, a lot of crazy games happened, you know, and a couple upsets too. So
yeah, definitely wasn't expecting some of them, but we will get into those very soon.
Yeah.
But we just have some player news. Unfortunately, I feel like compared to last week, we did see a lot more injuries.
Yeah, and a lot of big name injuries. Back.
I mean, probably the main thing that everyone's talking about is Cooper Kupp. Obviously, he got placed on IR yesterday or today with a high ankle sprain, which it could have been a lot worse, actually.
But
like, I feel like that was the least he could have missed.
Still, he's like the only player that's redeeming the Rams right now.
And especially, I know a lot of fantasy owners with the fantasy playoffs coming up towards the end of the season are probably scrambling for some options.
Yeah, indeed. And then another pretty big name, one of the better tight ends this season, Zach Ertz, out for the rest of the season.
Big blow to the Cardinals.
Yeah,
offense.
Huge.
Speaking of tight ends, Dallas Goedert, who former teammate of Zach Ertz,
on the Eagles,
actually got injured in the Monday night game last night, so he's out for a few weeks with, I believe, a shoulder injury, which is also unfortunate. We see two, and also Darren Waller got placed on IR after being questionable and doubtful.
He's been hurt all season.
Yeah, he's pretty much been out all season. So that's three major tight end, pretty much top six, top seven tight ends all going down. I mean, hate to see it, definitely.
Yeah, you really do. And then Aaron Jones for the Packers is a limited participant during practice with a shin injury, as well as Mike Williams, who is finally returning to practice, and he may be a limited participant for a little bit, but
hopefully he plays this week.
Yeah.
And Keenan Allen, I'm not, you know, you can never stay with Keenan Allen.
Who even knows?
It's not even worth mentioning. Concussion wise, we saw some pretty big hits this week. We saw Juju.
That hit was brutal.
Destroyed in the game versus the Jaguars. He's in concussion protocol. Was it a flag? I don't think
they called a flag. No.
Which yeah, he
I think
was
later
totally...
they did that same hit on Valdez Scantling, and they did call a flag.
Okay, because he was totally defenseless.
Yeah, he got laid out.
Matthew Stafford may have a possible concussion too. So
dang, just
that takes two,
worse
that
and
takes
worse
two
for
two
the
Rams,
yeah.
Two big Rams players, possibly out, which is bad.
Yeah, it really is. And then Khalil Herbert, backup running back for the Bears, but who has done pretty good this season.
I'd say they're more of a pretty evenly split back.
I would agree. He's gonna be out for 1 to 3 weeks with a hip injury. So, yeah. And then one other thing, I just saw this. Amari Rodgers from the Packers was released. Former third-round pick. You know, he didn't really do anything for the Packers except for muff punts. So, yeah, he's now off the team. So.
And also, for the Panthers, we did see their, what's it called, cornerback Dante Johnson, who I think's done pretty well this year. Did suffer a season-ending injury, Achilles injury, in the Thursday night game, I believe. So,
unfortunately,
a lot more injuries than I feel like we saw last week compared to most weeks.
I agree with that.
But never a good thing.
Very unfortunate. You just hate to see players go down like that. So, But we can move on straight to the games for the week. Week 10, over halfway through the season now, and started it off Thursday night football. Panthers hosting the Falcons. And, yeah, they won 25-17. Big game.
And Panthers have been, I mean, I wouldn't really call it much like a big upset, but I know Falcons were definitely favored coming into the game. I mean, it was a very, there was a lot of rain. We knew that coming in, so we're expecting a lot on the ground. And just looking at the stats, we saw a big game from Foreman with 130 yards.
And a touchdown.
Off 31 carries and a touchdown, which I saw was actually the most rushing attempts by a Carolina running back since 2004.
Dang.
Which is surprising because they've always had Christian McCaffrey, but I guess he's been always got a lot of receiving.
That's true.
And then, they had a season high 232 team rushing yards.
Yeah, and Laviska Shenault had that big run. I forget exactly how many yards it was, but it
41,
did. 41 yard for a touchdown, which really set the tone for the game. And yeah, it was just a big game overall for the Panthers. And I believe they got a defensive touchdown as well.
And yeah, the Falcons just couldn't get anything going. I mean, Marcus Mariota was missing throws. I know it was raining. He was missing throws. Did not look like he was confident in the pocket. I mean, yeah, we saw his
God, that throw was
diving
awful. My gosh.
Like the budget Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Sidearm, like falling down.
That was one of the worst throws.
Which could have been
interception. Yeah.
It was interception, but he was down. Ground.
Yeah,
down.
That was an awful play.
But yeah, that pretty much sums up the Falcons' night, I'd say, if we had to pick one play for that.
Yeah, it does. The thing I didn't understand is they had four different running backs with 4+ carries. Like, I would have assumed that they would give Patterson the ball more, but they just didn't.
I know.
Patterson, got 5 carries for 18 yards. Did have a catch, but still, like.
Yeah, they were really, then they couldn't figure out the run game as well as Carolina, definitely.
Yeah, for real.
But overall, interesting. That does make things interesting in the NFC South. I know it's probably one of the closest divisions, despite,
I mean,
I don't think anyone having a winning record still.
No, I think the Bucks might be 5-5.
We'll have to see, but either way, that division
it's anyone's division.
Yeah, it's anyone's division.
I feel like anyone can really pull away with that, so we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, but speaking of the Bucks, we can move on to their game where they hosted the Seahawks and got a big win for them, 21-16. Well, I guess they didn't host them. It was actually in Germany.
That was a scene in Germany. The fans there.
I know that was
singing "Country Roads." That was pretty funny. They all sang it. Everyone in the stadium. I know.
That's like a random song to sing.
Exact. Definitely like the only American song that they know.
Probably, but I mean, they got to see Tom Brady, who played pretty well. Yeah. I mean,
and Geno even played good too. I mean,
we just saw a big step up for the Bucks defense, which they should be able to do. I mean, which they haven't been doing as much this year.
Yeah, they really stopped the run game. The Seahawks, Kenneth Walker had 10 carries for only 17 yards.
Just and then on the other side, Rashad White with over 100 yards, Fournette with 57, so which for probably the worst rushing team.
Yeah,
in the league,
not bad.
That definitely caught Seattle off guard.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette also had an interception where he tried to toss it up to Tom Brady, and Tom Brady just completely tripped and caught and got intercepted. So I don't know what Leonard Fournette thought in throwing that ball. I don't know why he thought that would be a good idea, but I mean, it didn't work out for them, but, the Bucks, I mean, this is a big game for the Bucks defense. Once again, I think their offense is still kind of struggling. It's starting to get a bit better, but I think overall their offense is struggling, and yeah, I think the Seahawks, their defense, I mean, didn't even play bad. Their offense just couldn't run the ball. I think that's the biggest thing for them.
I know. That's definitely the main thing. Because, I mean, Geno Smith still spread out the ball a lot. I mean, Metcalf got 71 yards. Kenneth Walker had a pretty 55 yards receiving, so used a lot there. And then Lockett had 42 and a touchdown. And Marquise Goodwin, 38 and a touchdown. So, yeah, it really just came down to them not being able to stop the run.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it came down to. And, yeah, just really unfortunate. So Seahawks fall to 6-4. Bucks are up to 5-5. So, yeah, once again, about that NFC South, it's really anyone's division. Anyone
could
take it.
You can even see the Panthers could even sneak in there.
I know, exactly. If they keep playing, like, good, they have a chance. But they have to keep playing good for that to happen. So we'll have to see. But we can move on next to another, I'd say, pretty crazy game. The Lions at the Bears, where the Lions get a 31-30 win. Just barely squeak it out against the Bears. And it was mostly just because of the missed PAT at the end of the game. So, but yeah, I mean, the Lions are now 3-6. Have a better record than the Bears.
I know, which is, I mean, it really, I mean, we saw obviously Justin Fields just absolutely went off. I mean,
another
this is like his third game in a row. I mean,
yeah.
147 on the ground, two touchdowns. He had that huge, like, 67
He's had two, run. Like, 60-yard plus runs in a row.
And I saw a stat where he got on his rushing touchdown from the 1-yard line. It was like he like ran a total of 34 yards like behind the line of scrimmage
before he
ran the end zone. So that was like the most.
That's
since,
insane.
That was like the most since like 2000, like early 2000s.
That's crazy. That's impressive. He's playing good this year. Yeah,
so I mean, I know they've been trying to get him more weapons, but obviously, that meant they had to give up a lot on defense. And
mm-hmm.
their defense has just been terrible.
Yeah, and Chase Claypool, the weapon that they got supposedly, had one catch for 8 yards. Cole Kmet has been his best weapon, I'd say, so far this season. He had 4 catches, 74 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But yeah,
their defense is just killing them.
It is Swiss cheese.
Where is this one stat? I saw that the Bears are the first team in history to score over 29 points in 3 games and lose all of them, like, 3 games in a row. So,
that's
like, the offense, now that their offense is kind of figuring itself out, now it's the defense's turn.
I know.
Which, I mean, they never had a great defense, but it wasn't, the offense was killing them earlier in the season.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what's happening. And it stinks that, like, literally the second that their offense gets good, their defense gets bad. That's crazy how that works. But, I mean, yeah. And then for the Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown had a monster day. 10 catches, 119 yards. That's a big day from Amon-Ra. The rest of their team didn't even play too bad. Jamal Williams with a rushing touchdown and DeAndre Swift. So, yeah, the Lions, now 3-6. I still don't think they're a very good team, but
yeah, their defense definitely could use work. And offense, too. I mean, neither of these teams have good defenses at all.
Yeah.
So it helped rally get up the score some. But overall, I mean, main takeaway, Justin Fields is, I think it's looking good for the Bears. I mean, maybe not this season.
Yeah.
But they have a bright future. Actually, they have a bright future in him. Mm-hmm. They have a pretty young offense.
Yeah, I agree.
So they definitely, with some good draft picks,
there could be something there.
Moves, they could.
There could definitely be something
there.
Start
contesting for the division a little more.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, we can move on next to the Browns at the Dolphins, where the Dolphins get a 39-17 win, and wow,
do
the Dolphins look so good? They look amazing. Their offense looks literally unstoppable, both in the air and on the ground. So,
yeah, I mean, Tua, 285 and 3 touchdowns. And then Waddle, 66 yards. Hill, 44 yards. So
yeah,
did have a touchdown, but, yes, a smaller game from those two. But he definitely spread out the ball a lot. I mean,
yeah. A lot of players with over 20 yards.
Seven receivers over 20 yards.
Yeah.
And on the ground, Jeff Wilson, who they acquired from the 49ers, 119 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
And Mostert, 65 and a touchdown. So, yeah, the offense was just...
just rolling.
Charging. And, I mean, looking at the other side, Nick Chubb, 63 yards and a touchdown. I mean, off 11 carries, so not as much. But, yeah, they just
they
tried to throw the ball a lot more.
Which, when Jacoby Brissett's throwing, you know, it's could be better. Donovan Peoples-Jones had a decent game, 5 catches for 99 yards. Amari Cooper, kind of a silent game, but the Browns do get Deshaun Watson back this week.
Is it this week, or is he just practicing?
I think.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, maybe it's not this week. I thought it was week 11, but.
I feel like I think it's week 12, but he can come. He's coming back to practice.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, actually.
You can.
No, it's week 13 he's coming back. Because he's coming back against the Texans.
Oh, you're
that's
right.
That's his first game.
But
so
I think he's starting to practice soon.
Yeah, I think he can start practicing this week.
So that'll be
I still
really
don't know how he didn't have a full season suspension, but...
I mean...
Yeah.
And so, that's what, he gets, like, 4 games?
Yeah, he doesn't...
they're not making the playoffs, so...
That's true.
That's his whole season, but it'll be interesting to see
how he fits in. I mean, they gave him a bag.
I know.
So, yeah, he does start practicing this week, so interesting to see how that plays out. I'm definitely interested. But, yeah, not too much to talk about that game, just really a blowout by the Dolphins overall. So, but we can move on next to the Broncos at the Titans, where the Titans get a 17-10 win. And the Broncos' defense is actually the best in the league. They've let up the least amount of points scored, but their offense has scored the least amount of points, so...
Yeah, I mean...
they are just so awful.
That's just so unfortunate. I mean, Russell Wilson, like, 286, one touchdown, one interception. He was sacked 6 times, so...
Yeah.
His defense was stepping up there, but, I mean, Derrick Henry... also, pretty much, well,
yeah.
19 carries, 53 yards, which for him
is, I mean, 2.8 yards a carry.
Yeah,
so. Ryan Tannehill actually played very well and was targeting Nick Westbrook. 119 yards and 2 touchdowns. Big game.
Yeah, I mean, pretty... I mean, I guess, yeah, Denver's offense couldn't get much going, and Titans' defense... I mean, when you're playing against that offense, you don't have to do too much work, but... you know, 6 sacks definitely helped them, and interception.
Yeah, and but yeah, Russell Wilson just still has more bathrooms in his house than touchdowns thrown this season. So.
Oh, I did see that.
We'll see how
he's at, like, what, 7 touchdowns on the season now.
Yeah, and you think he
has like 12 bathrooms.
Yeah, just. Oh God, it's the fact that he only has
honestly,
7 touchdowns thrown through 10 weeks.
He probably won't even get it. Like, how many games I have left? Like. I don't know if they already had their bye week.
So they're at 9 games played.
In week 10. So.
So they still have to play 8 more games.
Right,
at his
so
current
he
pace.
Needs 6. Yeah, he needs.
He might not get it.
That, I mean, they gave up so much for him.
Yeah, the Seahawks. That's the biggest trade for the Seahawks they've ever done.
I know.
Like.
I mean. Yeah, like. If they, I mean, if they, their defense, if they, which I think is pretty young, what I, at least I think, I mean, they just lost,
for the most
they gave
part.
Up Bradley Chubb, and they're still,
yeah, and they're still,
dominating, so, I mean, if they can somehow just fix this,
yeah,
fix this offense, they could easily be, like, playoff contenders,
yeah,
within a couple years, if they can, I mean, like, next year, they'll get Javonte back, so, I mean, you have that
still.
Help there, and receiving-wise, I mean, like, Cortland Sutton and, like, Tim Patrick will be back. Jerry Jeudy. Play. I mean, like, they have weapons. It's just really going to come to the O-line of Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Which I think mainly, yeah, like...
Russ just
can't
cook. He needs a cookbook. He just needs to learn how to cook again.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, overall, Tennessee gets the win. Tennessee moves to 6-3, so...
Yeah, big game against the Packers coming up Thursday Night Football.
So. I think that'll be a good game.
I think so, too. I think it should be good.
But we can move on to arguably the game of the year.
I would. Yeah, it has to be game of the year.
I don't even know if it's arguably, but the Vikings just squeak out a win in overtime.
Just 33-30. Insane.
Just an insane game to watch. I mean,
Kirk Cousins, if you look at his stat line, he didn't even play that good. He had 357 yards, which is crazy, but then a touchdown and two picks. So, but, I mean, Dalvin Cook did amazing. 119 yards on the ground, a touchdown. Justin Jefferson, 10 catches, 193 yards and a touchdown.
Just career day. I mean,
and not to mention that one catch. I mean,
yeah, unlike that the fourth down.
Yeah, Vikings
pretty much
down by what? I think it was four. Down by four, fourth and 19, heaves it up, one-handed catch. He just
one-hands it out of the defender's hands.
Like, it was insane.
I don't know how he caught that.
Yeah. Wow,
fourth down, fourth and long, two.
Yeah, it was an insane catch. And then not to mention, then they go all the way down. In case anyone didn't see this, the Vikings go all the way downfield, get to the one-yard line. Can't QB sneak it in. Like, they had like three chances. Can't QB sneak it in once. Turnover on downs. There's like 30 seconds left. Vikings have no timeouts. All the Bills have to do is get the snap, kneel it down. Not even kneel it, but you almost have to like push forward. They muff the snap. The Vikings get a touchdown to put them up by three with 30 seconds left. And then Josh Allen goes all the way downfield, gets a field goal. And then in overtime, Vikings get a field goal. And Bills honestly should have won.
They're in field goal range.
But then
Josh Allen took an end zone shot, intercepted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen had a lot of mishaps that game.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, the past two or three games, he's been struggling. I mean, he had two interceptions here. I believe he had a fumble for the fumble loss, too. So a lot of people were saying it was on him, but, I mean, still played great.
Yeah.
Just a very close game.
I mean, they were both two really good teams. And, I mean, this was a really good game to watch. Just overall, everything was – the ending was just
– And the Vikings moved to 8-1.
Yeah.
Which – I think, does that tie them for the best league in the record now?
I think it has to, because the Eagles beat them.
And now, now Buffalo's 6-3.
And so, I think they're second in the, or no.
They should be second third. Or third.
They're third in their Jets division now, yeah.
This says that they're second, but
I think they might be third. Second,
but
if you told me that, like, at the beginning of the season, by week 10, the Bills would be third in the NFC East.
That just shows you how stacked the division is.
Yeah, and the page, all of them right now would make the playoffs if the season ended.
They should just give up some extra playoff spots to take some away from the NFC. Because
exactly.
The NFC is just not performing this year.
Yeah, that's just crazy game overall. Yeah, that was easily game of the year, I'd say. Unless something else crazy happens, which I wouldn't complain about that. But we can move on next to the Texans at the Giants, where the Giants get a 24-16 win. I mean, the Texans are probably the worst team in the league. We all kind of knew that. And, Saquon had 35 carries, 152 yards and a touchdown.
I mean, their run defense is terrible.
Yeah.
But still.
Honestly, I feel like the Giants should have beat them by even more. But, they didn't. I mean,
it started out, first half it was close.
Yeah.
It was 7-3 at the end of half, and then, what's it called? Then the Giants just kept laying it on them. But, I mean, this is... The Giants 7-2 now, which
who would have thought that?
The AFC has so many, like 7-2, 8-1, 6-3, just like a ton of teams that you could put up there. There's not even enough playoff spots for all of them.
I know,
but
yeah, it's Yeah, the Giants, you know, get a win. The Texans are bad, so, you know, it's good to see that they still win against bad teams. So we'll have to see. I mean, next week, they got the Lions. And honestly, the rest of their schedule, you know, it's mostly just NFC East teams.
They do have to play the Eagles twice still.
Yeah, got to verse the Eagles.
I mean, if they could even win one of those.
Mm-hmm. Beat the Cowboys. They do have the Vikings.
So, I mean, there's some games in there, but if they can beat the Eagles, one of them.
Yeah.
Looks like they play the Vikings Christmas Eve, so.
That's going to be pretty cool, games on Christmas Eve.
I know, I'm excited for it. Christmas football.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving, I guess, you know. Thanksgiving football is obviously classic, but.
Yeah, I think they play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
And now that it's starting to snow, we just got our first pretty big amount of snow here, which looks like a stop now, but
we'll
be interested to see some ice bowl games.
I know, yeah. Snow games are always so much fun. The Shady McCoy.
That's a yeah, there's
going crazy in the snow. There's
classics there.
But, yeah, so, you know, Giants get a win. But we can move on next to the Jags at the Chiefs, where... Honestly, the Chiefs won 27-17, but it was honestly more of a blowout than that. The Jags kind of got a touchdown near the end of the game, which didn't really mean anything. But, I mean, yeah, the Chiefs look... Mahomes looks so good right now. Looks absolutely unstoppable. 331 yards, 4 touchdowns. And one of the interceptions was, you know, just kind of whatever. But, yeah, he played so good. Obviously, Travis Kelce, favorite target, is going to do really good. Kadarius Toney had kind of a breakout game, 4 catches, 57 yards, and a touchdown in his, not debut game, but, like, more advanced role. But, I mean, yeah, the Jags just didn't look good other than Christian Kirk.
And they did have that onside kick.
Oh, yeah, to start the game off.
They had that, like... surprise onside kick to start the game, so gave him a little bit of hope. But yeah, in the beginning, but then Chiefs offense will just run.
They didn't even like the Jags had no turnovers. The Chiefs had 2 fumbles lost and a pick thrown, and the Jags had no turnovers.
And the onside kick.
Yeah, exactly. So. They were 4 for 14 on third down. So. While the Chiefs were 7 for 10, so
yeah.
that's what's gonna happen. ETN didn't play amazing either. 45 receiving yards and only 28 receiving yards, 45 rushing yards. But I mean, yeah, not too much to say about this game, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, we did Christian Kirk. He had a 100-yard game with 2 touchdowns. Off of 12 targets, and Zay Jones had 10 targets, so
yeah.
Definitely had 2 favorites there.
Yeah, Christian Kirk loves when you get rid of him.
Yeah, I did. I did just recently trade him away in fantasy because every week I start him, he gets below 10 points, and every week I bench him, he gets above 10 points. So I had to give him up, and yeah, he had like 30.
Yeah,
but it is what it is. Either way, yeah, Chiefs moved to 7-2, just dominating.
Yeah, they're.
And yeah,
they're probably my Super Bowl favorites, if I had to say.
I mean, yeah, I can't see the Eagles. I just can't see the Eagles. Yeah,
especially after this week.
We'll talk about that soon. I mean, I think from the NFC, it's got to be the Vikings.
Yeah, I could see Vikings. Honestly, I could see the Bucks. As much as I don't want to, see the Bucks sneaking in. But
I mean, if the Bucks make it, I mean, Tom Brady in the playoffs is just always great. So
they could see Eagles, Cowboys maybe.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, I think those are the main three. I mean,
yeah,
not sure about Seahawks. They could make it. I don't see them going far though. But
yeah, I can't see them doing
it'll
that.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah,
but that's in later in the season, but. Move on to the next game where the Saints played the Steelers. Steelers hosting them, and Steelers get the 20-10 win. So big win for the Steelers.
Love to see it.
Yeah, Finally.
Yeah, Steelers fans. The Steelers finally played good. Kenny Pickett showed, honestly, like, pretty good hope. Didn't really turn over the ball today, which is, you know, improvement. Had 199 passing yards with 51 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. So, yeah, big game for Kenny. You know, spread out the ball decently well. Najee finally ran the ball.
Yeah, 99 yards. He had a... I guess that's probably his biggest run game of the year.
Yeah, it has to be.
I mean, if you think about how well he did last year, it's very surprising, but...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Saints defense isn't much to, you know, not very impressive. I mean, they did get sack Pickett six times, which just comes down to the Steelers' offensive line.
Yeah.
Just absolutely terrible. I mean, they kind of feel bad for Pickett. I mean,
I know.
He's young and he has, like, no time in the pocket.
It's like Joe Burrow, kind of.
Yeah, that was, like, Joe Burrow in his first
season. Yeah, which, I mean, hey, Joe Burrow's second season, he led them to the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, so the Steelers hopefully can take some notes on what they did.
Yeah.
Because Kenny Pickett definitely has the talent, I think.
Yeah, I agree. He definitely does.
And, yeah, I think they just got to work on that line. I mean, and we saw T.J. Watt come back.
Yeah, returns. Which, and I mean, he didn't get any sacks, but he definitely had a lot of, like, pressures on the QB. He was making his presence felt.
He's always, I'm so happy to have him back.
I mean, you could just tell the defense just plays better when he's out there. It's crazy, like, that one player can make that big of a difference, but, I mean, it's not just any player, it's...
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, but I mean, Steelers moved to 3-6. I mean,
Saints down to 3-7. Yikes.
Yeah, we are third. I think Browns are now last in the division, but I mean, Steelers have the Bengals coming up next week, which I mean, they did beat them week one.
That is true.
That was when T.J. Watt had a huge game.
Which honestly, looking
wasn't
at
that
it,
the game. Wasn't that the game where there was, like, a ton of missed field goals?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could have went either way. Yeah.
But looking at the rest of their schedule, they have a lot of winnable games. Colts, Falcons, Panthers, Raiders, Browns.
Yeah, but they do still have to play the Ravens twice. Which... We'll see how... Mainly it comes down to how they do against the Bengals, because that'll be a good test.
But, I mean, if they can win... So, they're at 3-6... There's a chance that Mike Tomlin can somehow sneak out a non-losing record.
If he can get win Bengals, Colts, Falcons, Panthers, Raiders, Browns, what's that, six? And then, yeah, six wins to be nine. What would they finish, 9-7? I mean...
9-8, probably.
9-8. I mean, yeah, it's possible.
So they can only lose two more games, pretty much.
Which is... Could be the two Ravens. I mean, they play the Ravens twice, which I feel like they could beat them once.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have to see, but yeah, it's...
I mean, that might be just us trying to be hopeful, but...
Yeah, this might be Tomlin's first losing season. Yeah,
which...
But, I mean, if we can still continue, like, you know, lose, maybe get a good draft pick.
That is true.
We got a lot of work, a lot of improvements to make, definitely.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of improvements to make... Oh, the Raiders lose 20-25 to the Colts. The Raiders somehow figured out how to lose to Jeff Saturday, who was this first NFL coaching experience. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor is finally back to being his old self. Had 22 carries, 147 yards, and a touchdown. He's finally back. I love to see it. He's on my fantasy team. So glad he's back to normal. And, yeah, Matt Ryan didn't even play bad either. Had that huge rush. I forget how long it was. 39, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, big-time rush from Najee. Not Najee. Matt Ryan. I mean, they practically look the exact same. But yeah, Raiders.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
What is wrong?
I mean, Derek Carr has just been struggling. I mean, you know, Adams, I know Adams probably frustrated, but I mean, Adams still with 126 and touchdowns. I mean, he's still having big games.
But
yeah,
their defense, the Raiders' defense is just not looking good.
And offense, yeah. I mean, I know everyone's saying that they should trade Carr,
I think they should.
They said they should trade Carr to the Colts.
Interesting.
I heard.
Oh.
Which, I mean, this is supposed to be a good quarterback draft. I don't know exactly all the.
It's like CJ Stroud. I wonder if Drake May from Carolina is going to go.
I'm not sure, but. And those, I think it might be. I mean, plus, what, we're 2-7, probably will finish out pretty low. So, I mean, definitely can have a shot at one of those elite quarterbacks.
They were just.
And Derek Carr, I mean, he's still, like, considered, like, younger for a quarterback. So, like, I think he could get. We could get a decent amount.
Yeah, and he's not horrible. It's just.
He's not horrible. I mean, we've had him for so long, it hasn't really been working.
Yeah.
And it's probably time for a change. I think we may have to just consider getting Gruden back.
I don't know about that one.
I don't think that's going to happen. But either way, yeah, not looking optimistic for either of these teams, especially the Raiders. Colts are somehow 4-5-1, but I feel like they've just been worse than that.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And especially their division. Other than, like, the Titans... I mean, they're still only two games back on the Titans.
But I feel like the Titans are so much better.
I know. I agree.
I think they play again. What week do they play? Do they play again this year?
They have to.
They don't play the Titans again this year. I mean, let's see. The Colts have the Eagles coming up. So, I mean, they got the Eagles, Steelers, Cowboys, Vikings, Chargers, Giants. I mean... They got a pretty tough schedule coming up.
Yeah.
Besides, like, Steelers and Texans. So, I don't know. Yeah, I can't see them, you know, making it. I mean, it's definitely not postseason. I don't know if Jeff Saturday. That would be crazy if.
Yeah, if he can lead them.
Like, pretty much career actual coaching.
I'm not sure if you saw this. Like, earlier in the season, he just tweeted, like, the Raiders look terrible. Just like,
did he actually?
Yeah, he was just like sitting on the couch and he just tweeted, "The Raiders look terrible." And
didn't you see that one LeBron tweet about Jeff Saturday? No, I'm kidding.
The LeBron line.
Probably called that.
Yeah.
He probably called Jeff Saturday. This is coaching job.
That's so funny. But we can move on next to Cardinals at Rams, where the Cardinals get a 27-17 win. Over the Rams, it was the battle of the backup quarterbacks, John Wolford versus Colt McCoy, the matchup that everyone was looking forward to. And, no one was looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And
the Rams defense just
looks not good at all. I mean, they didn't really lose that many pieces over the... like off season, but and now with Cooper Kupp going out, Allen Robinson now wide receiver one, which you know how Matthew Stafford. I actually saw a stat: Matthew Stafford throws to 94% of white receiver, or like his throws are 94% to a white receiver, which is the highest since like 1966.
I saw that.
Like that's wild. That is wild.
I mean. Not looking good for the Rams. I mean, 66 total rushing yards, couldn't get anything going on the ground.
Yeah.
And, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins with 98 yards, so...
Yeah, and James Conner finally back with 2 touchdowns as well. So, yeah. I mean, the Cardinals, I feel like, could turn their season around.
When is Kyler...
I actually don't know his status. I think he might be coming back. He's got to be coming back soon. I don't know for sure, though.
But it hasn't been great this season. I mean...
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, he's still better than...
Yeah, Colt McCoy. You'll just randomly see him, like...
Yeah,
once
just...
Once a year, you'll just randomly see him on a new team.
Playing, yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's...
So yeah, it looks like he has a hamstring injury, but I don't think it's like a big injury, so probably be back in the coming weeks. But yeah, Rams, I just don't have hope for at all.
I don't either. They've had the worst Super Bowl hangover I've seen in so long.
That's like they literally didn't barely. I can't even think of who they lost really.
They really didn't lose that much. It's just, I think their team, I think last year, people just weren't, you know, like, ready for the offense that they run. It was really just like a gunner offense, you know, just throwing it deep all the time, doing all these crazy things. And now people are, like, expected it. And, yeah, it's being shown because they can't move the ball at all.
I mean, I guess they lost Andrew. Didn't Andrew Whitworth retire?
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like that's really it.
Yeah, that shouldn't change your team too much. I mean, he was really old last year, so.
Yeah, but.
And I guess they kind of lost Odell, but.
I mean, they never really had him
either. Yeah, he was just temporary.
Which, I mean, has he been signed yet?
Not yet.
He's still set.
I hope he gets signed soon. He's on
weeks. I mean,
he's on my fantasy team. He
better maybe the Packers could pick him up.
That would be awesome. I don't think so though.
We can talk about the Packers and their big win.
Big win. I called it last week. I finally was correct.
Did you actually?
Yeah. Do you not remember my speech when I played? Yeah. I finally predicted a Packers win. I was actually gonna choose the Cowboys in this game, but I held to my gut. Aaron Rodgers, 224 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Aaron Jones, 138 yards and a touchdown on the ground. And then the breakout game from Christian Watson, 107 yards and 3 touchdowns. Big game from the rookie.
Yeah, he had a lot of big catches, which, you know, didn't drop it. Week one?
Yeah, week one.
He redeemed himself, so. I mean, 4 catches and 3 off and 3 touchdowns off 4 catches is pretty crazy. But.
And then his game almost looks mediocre compared to CeeDee Lamb on the other side. 11 catches, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
That's true.
That's a crazy game. CeeDee going off,
but I mean, Dallas had some pretty. I mean, Dak had 2 pretty bad interceptions.
Yeah, that Rudy Ford. Right, one was right at halftime. One was in the red zone. When they looked like they were about to score, and then one was and yeah, just couldn't get anything done. It went to overtime. Packers get a game-winning field goal, even though the Cowboys
were in field. I mean, it would have been a long field goal, but
they went for it.
They went for it and didn't get it.
Yeah,
but I know. I think it was the overtime, or maybe it was fourth quarter. When they should have had that pass interference with Jair. That could have been a big
play. I mean, yeah. But,
I mean, also, Tony Pollard, Zeke missed another game. Tony Pollard, 115 yards and a touchdown.
So he just looks better than.
Yeah, he's definitely fighting for. He's got to be a starter on some team.
Yeah, I think he would be.
A backup to Zeke isn't doing him justice. Yeah,
I agree.
I could see. I mean, I don't know who. Maybe the Rams. I mean, the Rams don't really have a running back.
That is true.
Maybe he could get traded there.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see.
This was a big game for the Packers. I mean, they moved to 4-6.
Which, I mean, if they can at least almost win out, let's check the rest of their schedule.
I think they have a tough schedule.
Titans. Oh, wow, they actually have a really tough schedule. Titans. Eagles, Bears, whatever, Rams, whatever, but then Dolphins, Vikings, then Lions.
And they got to play Lions again, which they did lose to just a week ago, so.
I mean, I think if they can end off the season with only 2 more losses, 9-8, in the weaker NFC, I think they might be able to squeak.
That's true, Maybe we can see Aaron Rodgers make it to a NFC championship and then lose in his classic ways.
I would hate that.
So,
I think there's chances that there's a Packers game on Christmas. Ooh. Love to see that.
That's a little Christmas gift for you then.
Yeah, I mean, only if they win.
Who do they play?
The Dolphins.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that might not work, but. Yeah, I'd love to see the Packers get a win.
Pretty big upset.
I'd agree.
I think Cowboys need that win.
Yeah.
Their defense has been looking really good.
Yeah.
Interesting there. But then we can move on. We got Chargers at 49ers. 49ers get the win 22-16.
I mean, I don't know. The Chargers are just the weirdest team, in my opinion. I always think they're going to do good. Sure, they got the injuries, but Herbert has no help. Literally no help. If you look at his targets he was throwing to.
I mean, yeah, hopefully Williams will be coming back, but yeah, it's literally all Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
I mean, Austin Eckler had 12 targets. Joshua Palmer, Carter. Yeah, he doesn't have much. Doesn't have much help on offense.
And then on defense, the defense, other than Khalil Mack, looks absolutely awful. The 49ers, I mean, they actually gave Elijah Mitchell more touches.
Wasn't this his first week back?
Yeah, he had more touches than McCaffrey.
Pretty good.
Yeah, McCaffrey only had 2.7 yards a carry on the ground. Did have more receiving yards than Mitchell, but Jimmy G, I believe, I saw a stat, is like one of the most winningest quarterbacks in the past few years with no touchdowns. Like, he gets the most wins when...
I mean, he's just purely...
He's just there.
Like, I wouldn't even call him a system quarterback. He just, like...
he just does what he's told.
Big throws. Yeah, he just, like, does what he's told, and it works for them. I mean,
yeah.
But their roster, with that defense and... all the offensive weapons.
Did have that big... I forget who... Did someone got ejected from the game. I forget who it was.
For the Herbert, didn't...
Yeah.
Hit on Herbert.
A huge Herbert hit. Looked really bad, but... I mean, Jimmy G did have a rushing touchdown. But,
I mean...
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I feel like with any... Like, they're, I mean, they're obviously... They're 5-4, but they've been playing pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I think they...
Like, if they had Trey Lance right now, I mean, we don't know how Trey Lance would be.
But still, probably
really
better
played,
than...
But if they had a quarterback, yeah.
I'm interested to see... I mean, I'm guessing they'll make the playoffs. I'm interested to see how they'll play in the playoffs.
I mean, Jimmy G is pretty good in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you look at them, almost had the Super Bowl a couple years back.
And then... Last year they made it. Did they make it to the NFC Championship? Yeah, they did.
And they lost to the Bills, did they?
Not the Bills.
No, it wouldn't have been Bills.
They beat the Packers, lost to
I just remember
the Rams.
Debo crying.
That's... They lost to the Rams.
Oh, yeah. I remember the clip of Debo crying on the bench.
I know. But, yeah, they could, in the weaker NFC, they have a chance to maybe make a run in the playoffs.
And Chargers are 5-4 as well, but haven't really been playing like it.
Yeah.
I mean, most of their wins came earlier in the season. But, I mean, they got the Chiefs next week, Cardinals, Raiders, Dolphins, Titans.
They have a tough schedule.
Yeah, pretty tough schedule.
I mean, their last three games aren't...
And plus with all the AFC teams, if they're... Which, they're not going to win the division, so... Yeah, I don't think it's going to be tough for them.
This game against the Chiefs is going to be very telling, I think, of their team.
If they, I mean... Because the Chiefs are 7-2.
Yeah.
So, and the Chargers are 5-4. So if they can beat the Chiefs and then the Chiefs lose again somehow, I mean, it could be a close race, but yeah, I think the Chiefs have the division easily.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. But then we can move on to Monday Night Football, where the Commanders shock the world as they upset the Eagles.
I mean,
32-21 in Philadelphia, not to mention.
I mean, yeah, we knew it was coming eventually. The undefeated streak had to come to an end, which I thought it would have been Giants or Cowboys in the coming weeks, but the Commanders put up the stop. I mean,
the Eagles' offense looked awful. For some reason, A.J. Brown got one catch for 7 yards.
I mean, he got like partially hurt on one of the
but
he
came
plays,
back fairly back, quick.
But, yeah, I mean, they did also, they had the end of the game lateral touchdown. So, like, in reality, they didn't.
And also, they had that fumble
that
shouldn't have counted because of the face
like
mask.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert caught a pass and then got face masked down and fumbled it. And then I think they turned it, they turned it over and they called back the fumble six. But they still didn't somehow miss the face mask, which it was so obvious. Which I think that was a big
I don't think you can overturn a face mask.
But, like, if you see it, though, like...
I know.
Just, like, see it on
the know the refs, while they're reviewing that, they're like, ooh. Like, we missed that. We definitely missed that.
When they unreviewed it, like, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
I think they were, like, close to the red zone, too, so...
I think they were
that
as well.
That was a big turning point for them.
But then on the other side of the ball, Brian Robinson, only 3.3 yards a carry, but had 86 rushing yards and a touchdown. Terry McLaurin looked so good. 8 catches, 128 yards. And Taylor Heinicke, I'm not sure if you remember this, after he like put the knee down and got hit to end the game, he was celebrating like he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like, I mean, well, I forget.
I mean, it was a dumb play by the Eagles. Yeah, he put his knee down. He
Was running back, kneed, and then both guys just slammed into him. And
yeah,
he was just happy because he knew he just somehow drew that flag, which...
Yeah, he was celebrating.
Did that give him a first down?
It did.
So, yeah, there was that. I think that and the face mask, like, if you change those plays, I mean, the Eagles easily could have won this.
Yeah.
But
they didn't.
The Commanders, Commanders' defense... definitely kept them in it, and
I mean, look at the time of possession.
Oh yeah, I remember that, like, first quarter, first half they had like, the Commanders had like over 24 minutes.
Yeah, they ended with 21 more minutes of possession than the Eagles, which is insane.
I mean, I guess that was probably their game plan going into it, because normally that their offense is scary.
Yeah,
so just keep it out of Jalen Hurts' hands, and I mean, it worked.
Yeah, it really did.
So the Eagles, now 8-1. Finally, there's no more undefeated teams. And, I mean, let's see, like, moving forward, like, they got the Colts, Packers, Titans. I mean, I think if other teams can, try to keep it out of their hands, use the clock. Because if the Commanders can beat them, I feel like the Cowboys can... Giants could have a close game. I think even Titans, too.
Yeah, I agree.
But maybe Packers with their...
I could see it.
Packers. Is that game on Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. It might be. Let me...
What day is... I don't know what day Thanksgiving is this year.
Well, does it say it's on a... Let's see. The game... The Packers game? Nah. The 27th is a Sunday. It's Sunday night football.
Sunday night football.
Yeah. It looks like for Thanksgiving, we got Texans, Dolphins, Bengals, Titans. Or wait, no. No. Sorry. I'm wrong. For Thanksgiving, we got Bills, Lions.
Bills.
Giants, Cowboys, which could be a good game. And then Patriots, Vikings, which could be a good game.
Patriots, Vikings. I mean, I think that's some pretty solid games.
Yeah. But, gotta love Thanksgiving football.
I know. Yeah. Best time of the year for football, easily.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah.
We'll wrap up our week.
Yeah. And
we see the Eagles finally fall. We saw a game of the year with the Vikings and Bills. I mean, a lot of good football that was played this week.
I fully agree with that. And so, we can move on to week 11, where we can give our predictions. Last week, I... gained a ton of ground on Vinny.
You went
5-for-9 in predictions.
Yeah, what were
rough
you?
Week. I went, I think 9-5.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm still 98-52 on the year, 87-63.
So
getting closer. I mean, it's a big week.
I'm 11 down. So, and we have a lot of disagreements this week.
Oh, we do. I mean, I might change some. We'll see if you can convince me.
We'll see.
But the first game, we got to start off Thursday night, Titans at Packers, which I already know you're going to say Packers because you have all this hope coming off the win.
I got Packers.
When the Cowboys choke. I mean,
I think the Packers got hope coming out that win, and I think Packers are going to win.
I mean, definitely helped the team morale a bit. I mean,
I agree.
Aaron Rodgers has been pretty much in a bad mood all year. So.
It's true.
But I feel like... the Titans are just the overall better team, and Derrick Henry could easily run all over them, I think.
That is true.
Like, I think it'll be a good game, don't get me wrong, but I'm sticking with the Titans
because
they
look
good.
All right, then next up, Bears at Falcons. Who do you have?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to say Bears just because, I mean, obviously Bears – are on, like, a tear. I mean, scoring over 29 points in all these games. Somehow 0-3, which is a defense. But the Falcons' offense sucks.
Yeah.
So, I think this could be a higher scoring game. I don't think you're slowing down Fields right now. So I see this being an over points total game, but yeah, I got Bears here.
I'm gonna go with the Falcons here. I don't know why. I feel like the Bears got to slow down at some point, and I think it's gonna be here. And I think the Falcons are gonna take use of that horrible Bears defense. So I'm going Falcons.
I mean, yeah, I guess Falcons are home, but
yeah, we'll see.
And then we got Eagles at Colts. I mean,
I'd be shocked if the Eagles lost this game.
The Eagles lost somehow to start tanking their season. Yeah. But, yeah. Realistically, Eagles, you know,
yeah,
pretty much could be a fluke last game, but yeah.
That's true.
Should be a safe Eagles dub.
Yeah. Then next up, Jets at Patriots.
Oh.
I got Jets in this game. I got Jets. I think they're going to stay hot. I think that they are the overall better team. I mean, Patriots got a good defense, but I got Jets.
I don't know. This could go, a divisional matchup could go either way. Exactly. But
go with your gut.
Let me see. Hold on. Like,
bro's doing research, man.
I mean, this is a big game. I mean, you know, Patriots are at home, and I trust Bill Belichick, so. Yeah, I'm gonna stay with Patriots.
Going Patriots, all right.
This is a big disagreement week.
I know it is.
This will make or break our records.
Yeah. All right. And then next up, Commanders at Texans. I think we can both agree on this one.
Commanders.
Gotta be Commanders.
Coming off their big win. Yeah, Texans are just terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we got Rams at Saints.
This one, I'm tempted to go Rams here, but without Cooper Kupp. And honestly,
probably without Stafford,
you gotta go with.
Yeah, and the defense hasn't been playing up to their standards. Yeah, but I mean Saints.
Saints are so bad.
Saints look bad too.
Like I'm tempted to go Rams, but no, I'm gonna go Saints. It's in the Superdome.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Saints too. And then we got Browns at Bills.
This one's gotta be Bills. Yeah, I mean I'd be shocked if the Browns won this game.
Now we have Panthers at Ravens.
Once again, I feel like it's another.
Yeah, it's gotta be Ravens, but Panthers could.
They could shock the world.
They've been surprising teams so far.
I'm going.
Then we got Lions at Giants.
I got Giants.
I got Giants too, but Lions got the win this
week. They're on a 2-game win streak.
I mean, if the offense can keep putting points up.
Yeah, but their defense.
But the defense is just so bad.
And the Giants' defense is pretty good. So, they put up a lot of points against the Bears. So.
Yeah, I mean, it could be close, but I got the Giants. And then, let's see, we got Raiders at Broncos. Oh.
I think that the Broncos are going to win this game. I think the Broncos defense is the best in the league, and the Raiders offense, while it hasn't even been playing that bad, I think that the Raiders our defense is worse enough that the Broncos get a win.
You think Russ can
I think
a little?
I think he might sizzle a little bit. I don't think he's gonna cook, but like, I think he's gonna do enough to get a win.
It'll be a really tough test for Derek Carr in the offense. I mean, like, I just, as a Raiders fan, I gotta go with Raiders, but they've been letting me down the past couple weeks, so
that's true.
If they lose here, then I'll stop picking them, but
yeah,
I mean, the Raiders need to win, but
that's true.
They gotta change something on offense.
And then, next up, Cowboys at Vikings.
Oh, this could be a good game.
I think the Vikings are gonna win this one.
This could be a future playoff game.
I fully agree with that. I think, yeah, it could definitely be one, because this could go either way.
Yeah, I mean,
I gotta go into the Vikings.
Vikings coming off, they got some momentum going. Kirk Cousins has been...
Yeah, I want to say Cowboys, but I think since it's in Minnesota...
That's true. It could be cold, too.
That is
with the weather cooling down.
And we saw how the Cowboys played last week in the cold.
How cold was it?
I think it was at least 30 degrees, so.
I think that'll be a really good game to watch.
Yeah.
And then we got Bengals at Steelers.
I'd love to see the Steelers win this one.
I mean, they won week one, like we said earlier. But yeah, I mean,
I can't see it happening. Yeah, I got Bengals.
Like, I don't want it to. I don't think it'll be a blowout, though. I feel like the Steelers.
Yeah, I feel like the Steelers might be able to keep pace.
And plus, TJ Watt, you know, you see the first week he went like off.
That is true. Yeah. Exact stats. He had like 3 sacks or something.
I mean, yeah, they don't have an answer for him, but yeah, I think that's got to be Bengals. I mean. Then we got Chiefs at Chargers, big divisional matchup, but
yeah.
Chargers just need to figure out what they're doing.
So I think, yeah, Chiefs.
That's a Chiefs dub, easily. And then,
49ers. To wrap
up the week, 49ers at Cardinals.
I could honestly see the Cardinals winning this game. I could really see it.
Even without Kyler?
Maybe not
without Kyler. I don't know if Colt McCoy can handle that defense.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe not without Kyler, but I got 49ers.
I mean, yeah, 49ers... I think it's gotta be 49ers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, we disagreed with pretty much those, like, all the beginning games, but...
So, could be a comeback.
I feel like this will be a really close week for it. This will be a close week to watch. This could affect our prediction totals.
Yeah, so, we'll have to see, but, yeah, that wraps up everything we got for the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I think it was a pretty good episode.
Well, we got next week. Next week we'll be on Thanksgiving break.
So yeah, it's gonna be a Zoom episode.
Oh yeah, we'll figure something out for that. But you know, the grind will not stop. Yeah, just for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Don't you guys worry. I know you guys were worried that.
That episode. Then the episode after Thanksgiving. Be covering some big games too.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving football, so a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and then of course follow us on Instagram. I always post whenever an episode drops, so always important. It's the.playactionpod, and then TikTok of course is just playactionpod, and then follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts really, and yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Yep.
Peace.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.